Good morning, church.
Morning.
Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
Can you give a clap offering to Jesus? Can you do it better? Hallelujah. 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 I'm bringing you a message titled God is Love, taken from the book of 1 John 4:7-12. For those of you that are new here, my name's Richard Enyobi. Before we read that text, I just want to ask you these few questions. Do you love God? You don't need to answer. Just give yourself the true answer. Are you a loving person? Is GICF a loving church or fellowship? Whatever you choose to call it. Have you experienced love in GICF? Do you love other believers? These are the questions I want you to ponder on as you go through this week and as you listen to this message. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege that you have given us to hear your word again. Thank you that we are not in the hospital. We are here before you. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Come and have your way. Come and minister to our hearts. Come and speak to us. Come and teach us what it means to love like God. Have your way as we continue. And as I share this message, Lord, may the word come forth with the power of conviction. And may it bless, may it strengthen and encourage the hearers. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We are going to look at love, the love of God, agape. Actually, there are four love types of love in the Bible: eros, tauros, philia, and agape. They are all Greek words. So let's read the text. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his Son, his only Son, into the world, so that we might live through him. 10. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 12. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. The word definition of love. When I did a little check, I saw that the Webb dictionary definition of love says that love is a strong positive emotion of regard and affection, an object of warm affection or devotion. Love have a great affection or liking. And this is how it defined the word beloved. A beloved person used as terms of endearment to get pleasure from. Let's also see the biblical definition of love. For this is our standard. Every Christian, this is his or her standard. Taken from the book of 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. 5. Or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. As we can see, the text that I've read already, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Everyone believes that love is very important, and I know everyone in this room can agree to that. Many think love is a feeling, a gesture, but in reality, love is a choice, an action, not only words, as it's written in 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. God is the source of God is the source of our love as Christian. He loves us enough. He loves us enough to sacrifice his son for us. John 3:16. So Jesus is our example of what it means to love. Also in Galatians 5:22, we know that God is the source of love. We know that love is a fruit and a gift from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability and the power to love even the unlovable. And in difficult situations, because he lives in our hearts and make us more like Jesus. God's love involves a choice, like I said earlier, an action. Our love should be like his. In the book of 2 Timothy 1:6-7, I read, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." How well do we display our love for God? In the choice we make and the actions we take. Before we go to that, let's take that video clip. Brother Richard. What we're falling in and out of is a momentary craving, a desire.
What is desire? This is not love. Let's not mistake desire for love. Love still be measured as a give and take. Your action, their action. Neediness, they do that. And then when they don't do that, we start loving them. Well, this isn't love, this is a transaction. Let's not mistake transactionality for love. Many of us depend on our partners for a sense of belonging, validation, approval. We depend on them for all sorts of things. And when they don't deliver, well, we stop loving them. This is dependency. This is not love. Let's not mistake dependency for love. And then when we fall in love, we want them to complete us, to fulfill our every desire, because we were seeking to possess them. So let's not mistake possession for love. When we fall in love with another, we expect them to stay the same way. But when they change or drastically transform, then we change our love for them. So this is love. This is attachment. Let's not mistake attachment for love. So what is true love? It's when we don't own the other, or possess the other, or seek to control them in any way. When you realize that the other is not here to meet your expectations, or to fulfill your fantasies, or to complete your every desire. True love, it doesn't need any condition to exist. True love, it never asks you to lie about yourself. It accepts you for who it is you are. True love, it doesn't see the outside of you. It sees the inside of you, your essence. True love is synonymous with freedom. If you are not feeling free in your relationship, it isn't true love. When you are flying free in the limitless sky, then you will know love. Until then, all that are imitations of the real world. So don't stop questing until you discover this liberation. And when you do, you will find that it is within you all along.
As you can see, this video clip is half-truth. The video and the message did not explain where it's coming from, nor where it's pointing to. So this is what is in vogue now. Even some Hindu or Krishna, they send this type of do me well message, make me feel well message. This message is empty. If you are a weak Christian, you will dive to this message and you think, but there is no truth in it. Love is not freedom. We get our freedom from God, not from love. And we are looking unto the day we meet Jesus Christ face to face. So as a child of God, like what Brother Troy mentioned last week, the pastor that he mentioned, this is the type of message that he will share. He will give you an inspiring speech. Maybe mention one name, just pick one scripture at the beginning, and then say what he wants to say. And I believe if you go to his church, the whole congregation will say the pastor loves them. But is that true love? True love, you should tell somebody the truth. And the truth should be from the word of God with reference. There is no reference in this clip. So we should be aware of all this. And later we should know that God is love. And love is not God. No matter the word that they will use to replace God, the state of being, freedom, this, it is not God. Be aware of this. God is love, not the other way around. Our world with its shallow and selfish view of love has turned this world around and contaminated our understanding of love. The world thinks that love is what makes a person feel good and that it's all right to sacrifice moral principles and other rights in order to obtain love. That is not the right love. And that is not the real love. It is exact opposite. It is selfishness. God is not a kind of love. Real love is like God. God is not a kind of love, I repeat. But real love is like God, and God is love. Our God is holy, just, perfect. So if we truly know God, we will love as he does. In Romans 5:8, I read, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. First John 4:9-10. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, and not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for us. Not that we have loved God. You should remember that. God's love set the standard. God's love sets the standard. We don't set the standard. God's love set the standard for Christians and our call to embody this love. The word propitiation in Greek language is hilosmos, means a sacrifice that bears God. A rod turns it to favor. In the book of Romans 3:25. You can see that in the book of Romans 3:25. As a perfect sacrifice for my sin, your sin, and the sin of the whole world. This does not mean that every person will be saved. John is clear that forgiveness of sin comes only to those who repent and believe the gospel. John 3:18 reads, he who believes, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, he who believes in him, who clings, trusts in, relies on him, is not judged. He who trusts in him never come up for judgment. For him, there is no rejection, no condemnation. He incurs no damnation. But he who does not believe, cleave to, rely on, trust in him, is judged already. He has already been convicted and has already received his sentence or her sentence because he has not believed in and trusted in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He is condemned for refusing to let his trust rest in Christ's name. You can also make reference to John 5:24. 1 John 4:11-12. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. The love of the Father is an incentive to mutual love among Christians. I will highlight a few points regarding this statement. One, the primal source of real spiritual love is the divine nature. Two, the manifestation of Christly love is an evidence of spiritual regeneration. Three, the incentive to mutual love among Christians thus become all inspiring and important. Today, every professing Christian profess to know God. But he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Not to manifest the knoweth not God, not to manifest the spirit of love, in thus inconsistent with the profession of a Christian, makes of knowing God. This is a quote or a little admonition from a theologian, D.C. Hooch. He says, and I read, "The importance of each Christian being an exemplification of reality of God's love and of the gift of his Son is thus seen to be most vital as constituting one of the leading features in Christian apologetics, an unswerable argument for the fundamental fact of Christianity, as love is the most essential force for elevation and regeneration of the human race. Christianity is the only spiritual force yet discovered for that most devoutly to be wished for consummation. God's desire to his is love perfected through us." In John 4:20, I read, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." Our zeal should have its foundation in love, faith. In love, faith is rendered useless without love. Love is the crux of faith. We can study the Bible like a scholar, pray like a warrior, evangelize like the war is ending tomorrow, but we still might miss the mark of faith. Let's look into application. Can you put up the picture? Do you recognize this brother? That's Jimmy Carter. James L. Carter Jr. is an American politician, a philanthropist, who served as the 39th President of the United States from 1977 to 1981, a member of the Democratic Party. He previously served as Georgia State Senator from 1963 to 1967 and as the 76th Governor of Georgia from 1971 to 1975. He is the founder of Habitat for Humanity. This organization has built affordable houses to families and people that did not dream of owning a house in their life in more than 40 countries. This is huge, right? Our theme for this year is Shining the Light. You don't have to build houses like Jimmy Carter. Mother Teresa said, "You can do little things with big love." Like signing up to help in different ministries in GICF, visiting the orphans, the orphanage, hospital visit. You can reach out to expatriate friends, students, and invite them to church and to the November 2 conference. Be the lighthouse. These little love actions are very important. You don't need to build houses, and you don't need to travel to 40 countries, but you can start it here by making out time. You can share your love with somebody by even listening to what they are going through, praying with them, giving someone a phone call. There is a reminder in the church of Ephesus. The church in Ephesus, one of the most influential communities in the first century, actually endured persecution and held on to their faith. But Ephesus is the first church that Jesus Christ holds accountable in his revelation to John, and not for their lack of zeal. I read Revelation 2:3-5. And you have patience, endurance, and have endured many things because of my name. I have not become weary, but I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent. Do the works you did at first. But if you do not, I am coming to you, and I will remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. As you look into this scripture, as you listen to this scripture, you can see that the church in Ephesus had the zeal. And we have that zeal here in GICF. A lot of people are doing a lot of things. Some are praising. People are there in the room praying. But is this motivated for the love that you have for God and the love that you have for our members here? Still in application. Let's look at Matthew 25:35-36. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. This is how we can exercise our love towards one another in action. Not just saying, hi, hello, you can visit those that are sick. You can give those people that are hungry. For the past 12 years, I've been trying to come to this church every morning with a gift for somebody. Maybe I've missed a day or two or three. I am praying that I be consistent. Join me and maybe share with me with what you are doing so that I can also join you. Because we want the wall that is dividing us inside here to come down. We want to fellowship as brethren. We want to fellowship as Christians. We want to share the love of God that is in our heart. Remember the scripture that is in Galatians 5:22. Love is a gift from God. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. In fact, it is the first fruit of the Spirit in that order. Perhaps you have not been exercising this love. Maybe because someone has disappointed you. Maybe you have helped someone and he paid you back in a wrong way, or did something wrong, gossip about you. But can you do like Jesus? When he came, he did not wait for us to repent. He did not wait for us to be sanctified. But he came when we were yet in our sin and came and died for us and paid the price in full for me and you. As we stand on our feet now, I just want us to remember that God is love. And not the other way around. I believe this message will motivate you to take an action of love today. Perhaps give a phone call to somebody. Perhaps send a short note or text to somebody, or even visit somebody, or even pick the pieces of paper that we litter around this hall before you leave, or even take the Bibles to the basket so that those that are helping in the packing will find their job easy. All this is what is required of us. As you try to answer the question that I asked in the beginning, do you love God? Are you a loving person? Is GICF a loving church? Have you ever experienced love in GICF? If you have experienced love, go back to that person and remind the person and say, thank you for that. I want you to begin to talk to God now about what you have heard. That scripture in Matthew said, ask and it shall be given to you. 2 Peter 1:3 said that he has given us everything, that his divine power has given us everything pertaining to this life or this world and godliness, according to the translation that you may read. So you have, as a child of God, if you have given your life to Christ, the Spirit of God is in you. Ignite it on now by praying the prayer and say, Father, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me. I know a lot of us are coming from backgrounds that are not used to. Many nationalities in your church, and maybe this is your first experience in GICF, shaking hands with a Nigerian or a Ghanaian or a Togolese or Tanzanian. The Bible said we are one in Christ. So begin to pray now. We have about 4 minutes to pray. And as we will close, I will advise, if you have not given your life to Christ, or you are not sure of your salvation, you are in between, I want you to come either by the left or by the right. The people that will be praying for you will be waiting. They will pray for you and pray with you. So ask God now to take away anything in your heart that is preventing you from manifesting the love of God. Beginning here, because you have to start here. Charity has to start at home. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as a church. I want you to pray sincerely and mean the prayer. Don't allow anything to distract you. Oh, Father God, I stand before you, I stand before your children. I pray, Lord, that you uproot everything in my heart, Lord, that hinders, O God, me, Father, Lord, from exercising, Lord, this fruit of love that you have given me through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And I pray this same prayer upon every man, every woman, every boy, every girl here. Lord, that even from this moment, that we will see changes. That even from this moment, we will take that step of faith. For you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, But you have given us the spirit of sound mind and of love. Father, Lord, renew our hearts, Lord. Strengthen our hearts, O God. Father, Lord, let, Lord, that cancer, Lord, that is trying to destroy us, the cancer of pride, let it be uprooted in our life. Let it be uprooted in GICF. Father, we have failed in this area. We are arrogant. We are prideful. We boast. We gossip. We lie. We allow evil thoughts to go through our heart. All these things cannot allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in our lives and in our hearts. So, Lord, we bow before You. Some, Lord, we lay our trust on people instead of on You. Father, today we come as a church. We pray in the name of Jesus that this message that we have heard about love, it's only from one source. It's not from the eloquency of speech. Neither is it from north or south. But it's only found in You, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Through the Spirit that You have given us already, we pray, Lord, walk in our hearts, O God. Give us a heart of flesh. Yes, Lord. Father, is there anyone here, Lord, that is struggling with the spirit of addiction? You said You are able to deliver even unto the utmost, Lord. Today, Lord, we come. Deliver us from addiction. Deliver us from fear, especially fear of what we cannot really explain. Fear of what tomorrow will be, for our tomorrow is in Your hand. Fear of inadequacy, low self-esteem. Fear on how we will pay the school fees of next year. Why next year is not yet here. Oh Lord Jesus, we cry unto You. May You touch every heart here according to their needs, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we prepare, Lord, Father, for the coming conference on the 2nd of November, Lord, when I looked through the registration, I only saw 65 names, but we are more than 400 here. Father, we desire to see 60-70% of our members sign up for this program in the name of Jesus. Father, we know You can do it, Lord. We pray that You compel, Father, You speak to their heart, lay this burden of attending this conference in their hearts, Lord, that they will sign up. And finally, Lord, Father, as we continue with the theme for this year, Lord, shining the light, Father, let Your light shine in the areas of our life that darkness has taken over. Thank You, faithful God. Holy Spirit, use this little message. Amplify it, Lord. And let it, Father, be strong in the hearts of Your children throughout this week, throughout the coming months, and beyond. This is our prayer. For we pray with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I will ask the praise and worship team, please, can you repeat the song, Hear Us in Heaven? Thank you. You can sit down, please.